Good morning, I'm Alexandra Bryant and this is the Fifi Feather Nick Bulletin. Comedian Nick Cody celebrated his 37th birthday this week with the launch of a brand new TV ad for his radio show Fifi Feather Nick, featuring the guys running the world's biggest party and riding around on motorbikes.
Yeah. Mando normally gets me something, but she doesn't have to.
Why? So,
well, the glasses in the TV ad, the Ray-Bans, I don't have sunnies.
Did you steal them?
Last wardrobe, and she said, yes. Well, you can't have them. We can bill the Fox, and I said, yeah, do that.
Oh.
I just took the sunnies. Got them in my bag now.
I took the jeans and T-shirt.
There you go.
Just took them?
Well, they said you can take them.
Just put them on the bill.
I gave everything back.
No, the lady said to me, because they're so big, I don't think anyone else is going to be able to wear them. I was like, oh, that's hurtful.
Did you take them to the shop?
No, but they've taken the tag off.
Oh.
So you can't take them back, and they're quite nice jeans.
I stole one of the motorbikes. What a great time on the ship.
Victorian teachers are looking to introduce old school punishment back into classrooms in an effort to combat behavioural changes in students.
Because there are things it even blows my mind hearing what parents or teachers got away with. It's kind of the stuff that you can't do now. Like, and I think I've said this to you before, I remember when I was in prep and grade one, so we're talking, I think, mid-80s here. We, at my school, we'd have underpants checks. So you had to have the right underpants on. So we had school uniforms. It doesn't matter.
Was it sus high by any chance?
Australian boxer Harry Garside began his preparation for the Paris Olympics this week with an appearance on Melbourne Radio.
This won't surprise you. I know nothing about boxing, but all I do know is all I'm doing is looking at your incredible teeth and thinking, yeah, what are you going to do? You can't box.
Well, that proves he's good.
The biggest ego boost I've ever had. Thank you.
You've got the best teeth of any athlete I've ever seen, and yet you're a boxer.
Doesn't that show you that he's good?
Yeah, so no, just doesn't get hit. Yeah. Look at Floyd Mayweather. He's a beautiful man. He's never been hit.
Yeah,
out of
that
85,000 fights.
Really? Do you get scared when people hit you?
Radio host Josiah Shalar made waves this week after admitting on air that he drives up to Warrnambool from Port Melbourne to collect water directly from a stream, as he doesn't trust his own tap water at home.
What's going on, Kyle, with water?
Nothing. I just went camping over Anzac Day weekend, and I actually bathed in the river that Josiah collects his water from.
No!
Right, do you wee in there?
Well, just on the edge.
It better be filtered by the time it makes it into my bottle, because that is disgusting.
Where's it going to get filtered from?
It definitely runs downstream.
God forbid you drink out of the tap. That doesn't have Kyle's piss in it.
Victorian Premier Jacinta Allen went on Melbourne Radio this week with a proposal for former AFL player Brendan Favola.
We have, for the first time, Victoria's Premier in the studio. Jacinta Allen, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
We've got a statue, and we had it out of Bourke Street in Narre Warren, but now we've moved it to Flinders Street out front of Clocks. Yeah.
Do you want to stay? Does your statue want to stay at Flinders Street?
At Clocks? Yeah. Mate, it's a pub. Yeah.
No, I've got some thoughts. I thought you wanted to go back home, given you're a boy from Narre Warren.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've removed the level crossing.
Yes.
Put in Skyrail there.
Yeah.
A lot of open space.
Yeah.
We could take you back home. You could put you there.
Mate, 100%. Yeah. I used to catch a train from there to Beaconsfield to go to school.
Oh. And you can have a permanent home.
Thank you.
Here we go. Narre Warren.
Can I pitch this? He also loves clocks. Can we just get a second pit statue?
Lastly, ahead of the blockbuster Carlton-Collingwood game tonight, Blues forward Harry Mackay, twin brother of Ben, and Collingwood player Jack Crisp played a prank on radio presenter Fifi Box.
So Jamie Elliott got up on your shoulders, Ben,
yep,
and I saw it. But my favourite part about all of this is your twin brother, because you've got a twin, Harry. We haven't met him. He hasn't going to come on the show. But your brother, tweeted it. And it blew up.
Well, my brother's pretty funny mostly, so that's got to be hard to talk to him personally. Yeah. But it's a pretty cool mark. Obviously, I didn't get a great view of it because it was on my head. But
now, do you want to tell Fifi something, mate? Do you want to just let her in on something?
So you said I have a twin brother.
Yes?
I'm actually Harry, so...
Oh.
Yeah,
hey. This is still Jack Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. We have twin brothers.
That is it from the newsroom. For more Fifi, Feb and Nick, grab the podcast on the Listener app, and as the Smith Street locals always say...
Whenever someone playing the Millennium match...